بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة الليل، chapter number 92. سورة الليل, the surah that talks about night. Allah Azza wa Jal says, والليل إذا يغشى. Allah swears by the night as it envelops, as it covers everything. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, and by the day as it appears in brightness. So many places in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal highlights the day and the night because they are two of His great signs and ayat in this universe. And because people see them frequently, every single day, they tend to be heedless and not pay any attention. So Allah Azza wa Jal is bringing this into our consideration. And Allah Azza wa Jal swears by the day as it appears in brightness, and says the Almighty, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى, and by Him, O Allah Azza wa Jal, who created, they see them frequently, every single day, they tend to be heedless and not pay any attention. So Allah Azza wa Jal is bringing this into our consideration. And Allah Azza wa Jal swears by the day as it appears in brightness, and says the Almighty, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى, and by Him, O Allah Azza wa Jal, who created the male and the female. So Allah swears by night, by day, and by Himself to emphasize a particular issue, and that is, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى, certainly your efforts and deeds are diverse. So Allah swears so that we know that people differ. What they do in this life differ immensely from one person to the other. And that is why we find a believer and a disbeliever. Someone who is kind and someone who is rough and tough. Someone who is righteous and someone who is evil. And this opens your eyes to a fact. If we were able to comprehend, we would have a good life. And that is, people are different. You cannot paint them with the same brush. You cannot have clones. So, if you follow a particular school, and this is your understanding, maybe others would not find or share the same understanding. This doesn't mean that we have to be enemies. And that is why, the more you know this, the better life you would lead. When you get married, you can't expect your wife to be identical to you. And whatever you want, whatever you like, she must want and like as well. There has to be some sort of diversity. Allah Azza wa Jal says, to show us such diversity and to lead us to what is right. Because a disbeliever can come up to me and say, listen, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the Quran that our efforts and deeds are diverse. So, you go your way, I go my way. Well, this is not acceptable in the sense that right and correctness at the side of Allah are one. You cannot have 10 different opinions and all are considered to be right. Yes, people may differ, and Allah would reward them or punish them in accordance to what they had put in. But you can't have 4 different opinions and all are right. One of them is only right at the side of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal talks to us after that about such diversity, and that one is rewarded in paradise and one is totally wrong and is punished in hell. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنَيُسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. As for him who gives and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him and believes in al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path of ease. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. For him who gives and fears Allah, gives in charity. And the more you give, the more Allah expands your chest and you feel content and happy by helping others for the sake of Allah. So the more you give in charity, and the best to give are those who are closest to you most. And that is your spouse, your children, your parents, your next of kin. So your giving is not for anyone's sake except Allah. And that is why you fear Allah. The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that every single day the sun rises, and by its sides there are two angels saying, O Allah, give those who spend in your cause substitute, that means replace them with something that is better, and give those who hold back and do not spend in your cause destruction to their wealth. Angels are asking Allah this, and blesses what He replaces you with and makes it more and more. People don't know. People are so stingy. They think when they put their hand in the pockets to give away that they're losing money, not knowing that the money in the first place is not theirs. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And he believes in the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. He believes in what Allah Azza wa Jal has in store for those who give and fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you do this, Allah says, we will make smooth for him the path of ease. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah will make that path leading to ease easy for you. And that's a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. In contrast, Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. But he who is greedy, miser, and thinks himself self-sufficient, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and gives the lie to al-husna, meaning that he does not believe in the hereafter, he does not believe in the day of judgment, he does not believe if he gives away for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace him. In this case, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. The same exactly with the righteous and the pious, but in the opposite. Allah Azza wa Jal will make smooth for him the path for evil. And this deals greatly with the concept of predestiny. Allah Azza wa Jal will make smooth for him the path of ease or the path of hardship and evil. So it is Allah who makes smooth the path for every one of us. And a lot of the times people ask, if Allah Azza wa Jal has preordained that I will do this or that in the future, why will Allah Azza wa Jal hold me accountable for something that He had created and something that He had written down? And this is a very sensitive issue. You have to understand it so you feel content. First of all, you have to believe. And if you don't believe, you're not a Muslim. You have to believe that Allah is all knowledgeable. Do you have any problem with that? Definitely not. Allah is the most knowledgeable. No one knows more than Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah knows the past, the present, and the future. Allah knows exactly what you're going to do. Which leads us to the four pillars of destiny, or in the belief of Al-Qadr, or in the belief of the preordainment. There are four pillars. Without them, you cannot become a believer. First, you have to admit and submit that Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything. So the belief in the divine knowledge. And you have to believe that Allah had written everything before He created the creation. And this is well noted and established in Islam, The Prophet said, alayhi salam, when Allah created the pen, He told the pen to write. And the pen asked, what should I write? And Allah told the pen to write everything that's going to happen from now till the day of judgment. The Prophet says, this was 50,000 years before Allah had created the creation. So you have to believe in the divine knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal had everything written down. Thirdly, you have to believe that Allah Azza wa Jal willed everything that is happening and is going to happen. And this is known as the divine will. So everything that's happening is happening with Allah's will. Because you cannot will something without Allah's approval and will. But Allah's will is divided into two types. The universal will and the religious will. The religious will is what Allah loves. So Allah loves that everybody comes to Islam. But this may happen and this may not happen. This is what Allah loves and this is what Allah commands us. So Allah tells us, pray. Allah wants everyone to pray. Allah says, fast. Allah wants everyone to fast Ramadan. But this is religious will. There are disbelievers. There are people who choose otherwise. Their choice falls under the divine and the universal will, which happens in accordance to what Allah has willed it and written it. Some of it may fall under the religious will, which Allah loves, and some of it Allah does not love. So for example, Allah does not love sin. Allah does not love shirk. Allah does not love disbelief. But all of this happens in accordance to His universal and divine will. So you have to believe in the divine knowledge, in the writing of our destiny and in Allah's will. And finally, you have to believe that Allah created us and our actions. So if I sin, I wouldn't say that I sinned and Allah did not will it. It is my will. No, Allah willed it. And you cannot say that I did my own acts. Allah created us and our acts. So these are the four pillars of predestiny. Now, if you know this, you have no right to object and say, Allah willed it. Why did you fornicate? Allah willed it. Why did you kill that person? Allah willed it. No. Allah Azza wa Jal religiously told you not to do these things. Allah Azza wa Jal willed it as predestiny? Correct. But how can you justify this? Did you know beforehand that Allah willed it? The answer is no. If I come to you when you say Allah willed it and I punch you in the nose, would you not become angry and retaliate? If I tell you Allah willed it, don't be angry, will you accept this? I don't know what Allah Azza wa Jal wills in the future, and that is why you cannot justify your bad deeds, your sins, because Allah willed it, because you did not know what Allah Azza wa Jal willed. And that is why we have our own will, we have our own choice. But this cannot happen except if Allah wills it. And we do not know what Allah has willed. And that is why we should do whatever we can do, hoping that Allah Azza wa Jal would make us do the best and wills for us the best. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. We have a short break. Stay tuned. And inshallah, we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Ayah number 12 in Surah Al-Layl. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Inna alayna lal-huda. Truly, ours it is to give guidance. And we've been there so many times. Guidance is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who are fortunate, those who are blessed by Allah, He will guide them. If you see that you want to go and do good deeds, and you feel the courage to do so, know that Allah loves you. And whenever you want to do something that is good, and you find Allah Azza wa Jal is not making your path smooth and easy, know that Allah Azza wa Jal does not love you. A man came to Al-Hasan Al-Basri, may Allah have mercy on his soul, and he said, Imam, I try my level best to pray night prayer, but I can never wake up. And Al-Hasan said, my son, your sins have chained you down. If Allah Azza wa Jal wanted good for you, He would have made you wake up. But these are your sins, and Allah Azza wa Jal is not happy with you. So guidance is at the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَىٰ. And truly, unto us belongs the last and the first. What is the last and the first? The last is the hereafter, the day of judgment, eternity. And the first is this dunya. And one said, it should have been the other way around. No. The first, which is this dunya, is a transitional period. It's 60 years, 70 years. And then, it's eternity. So, the whole weight is in the last, in the hereafter, in the phase that deals with eternity, whether in paradise or in hell. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Ayah 13, فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. So, this is the warning from Allah Azza wa Jal. Your acts and deeds are diverse, but watch out. Therefore, I have warned you of a fire blazing fiercely. And who goes in such a fire? Allah says, لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى. None shall enter it except the most wretched. And we know that those who enter hell are one of two. Either someone who would go there for eternity, or someone who would be punished there for some time until he's purified from his sins and then admitted to paradise. So the most wretched, those who will never leave hell, Allah says, الَّذِي كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. The description that who denies and turns away. So whoever denies Islam, whoever turns his back to Islam and run away, then he would be wretched and he would be in hell forever. Allah then goes on to speak about those who will go to paradise. So as in the beginning of the surah we spoke about the night and the day, we spoke about those who Allah would make their way smooth to ease and those who Allah would make their way smooth to hardship and evil. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about those who will go to hell and those who will go to paradise. Allah says, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. And the most righteous and pious will be prevented from entering hell. And some scholars say that these verses are referring to Abu Bakr. May Allah be pleased with him. Because he's the one who is considered to be the most righteous of the followers of the Prophet ﷺ, and who gave all of his money for the cause of Islam and invested it wisely in freeing the slaves who became Muslim. Allah says, الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. He is the one who spends his wealth for increase in self-purification. So what is his reason? What is his cause in spending his money? The answer is to purify himself. And spending purifies the soul. Allah told the Prophet ﷺ to take the zakat from their wealth as means of purification so that he can supplicate and invoke Allah Azza wa Jal for them. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِن نِعْمَةٍ تُجِزَى. And having in mind no favor from anyone for which a reward is expected in return. Why does he give his money to purify himself? Why does he give money for charity? Does he want a favor from this person? Or he wants something from the other? No. He does this without any intention of having any favor being returned to him. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. The only favor he wants is the desire to seek the face of his Lord, the Most High. So whatever he is doing it for the sake of Allah, the Almighty. Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. What he does it for the sake of Allah, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And this is a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal that he will be pleased. That is, in the hereafter, and also in this dunya. Those who give for the sake of Allah, those who do righteous deeds for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, do you think that what they do, they will not be rewarded for it in this life? Indeed they will. The disbelievers, they do some righteous deeds. You find disbelievers who are kind to their parents, who may enforce virtue and forbid evil. You find disbelievers who give in charity, help in famine, and help poor people. But Allah would reward them only in this life. And in the hereafter, they will go to hell. So the food they eat, the drink they find, the shelter, the clothes, the health they enjoy, these are all because of their good deeds in this life. But when they come on the day of judgment, there will be nothing except hell. As for the believers, what they do for the sake of Allah, it is stored for them in paradise. But still, they will find this satisfaction, this content. When a believer prays 2 or 3 hours at night when everybody is asleep, and he weeps, fearing Allah, hoping in what Allah has stored for him, he weeps out of his love for Allah Azza wa Jal. After all of this commotion and high level of emotions, after he finishes his prayer, he feels the content and the happiness. And this is part of the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal had stored for the believer. From these ayahs, we value the companion of the Prophet alayhi wasallam, Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, and how he reached the highest level of iman because of his generosity seeking Allah's face. We learn that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who makes it easy for us to worship him. Allah is the one who guides us. So we always must be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, show our gratitude, and never ever think positive of ourselves, thinking that it is us who's doing this. No. Allah is the one who guides us. And it's His favor and blessing upon us. And when we look at the disbelievers, we feel sorry for them because they chose this path, and Allah Azza wa Jal would make their path easy and smooth to evil and to hardship. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.